colder and stays dry into next week too.
Thank you, Sarah. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for the Shipping Bulletin, issued by the Met Office on behalf of the Maritime and Coast Guard Agency, at 0505 today, Friday the 26th of December. There are warnings of gales in Fitzroy and southeast Iceland. The general synopsis at midnight. Low Fitzroy, 1009, losing its identity. The area forecast for the next 24 hours. Viking, North Utsira, South Utsira. Northerly or northwesterly, 2 to 4, increasing 5 to 7 later. Perhaps gale 8 later in the Utsiras. Drizzle later, good, occasionally moderate later. 40s. Variable 2 to 4, becoming north 4 to 6 later. Mainly fair, good. Cromarty. Variable 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Mainly fair, good. 4th, Tyne, Dogger. East or northeast 2 to 4, backing north or northeast 3 to 5 later. Fair, good. Fisher. Variable 3 or less, becoming northwesterly 3 or 4, increasing 5 to 7 later, perhaps gale 8 later in the northeast. Fair, good. German Bight. Variable 3 or less at first in the north, otherwise easterly, backing northerly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Mainly fair, good, occasionally poor near the coast. Humber, Thames, Dover, White, Portland, Plymouth, Biscay. Southeasterly in southwest Biscay, otherwise easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6. Showers in Biscay, good, occasionally moderate in Biscay. South Fitzroy. Cyclonic 4 to 6, thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. North Fitzroy. Easterly or northeasterly 5 to 7, increasing gale 8 at times. Thundery showers, good, occasionally poor. Sole, Lundy, Fastnet, Irish Sea, Shannon. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 in Sole and East Lundy. Showers in Sole, Fastnet and Shannon. Good, occasionally moderate. Rockall, Malin, Hebrides, Southeast Bailey. Variable 2 to 4 at first, except in South Rockall and South Malin. Otherwise, easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Drizzle later in Hebrides and Southeast Bailey. Good, occasionally moderate. Northwest Bailey. Southwesterly veering northwesterly 4 to 6, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Fair Isle, Faroes. Variable 2 to 4 at first in Fair Isle, otherwise southwesterly veering northwesterly, then northerly later 3 to 5, occasionally 6 in the north. Occasional drizzle, moderate or good. And southeast Iceland. Southwesterly, 6 to gale 8, veering northwesterly 5 to 7, becoming variable 2 to 4 later. Rain for a time, moderate or good. Now here are the weather reports from coastal stations for 0400. Tyree Automatic, southeast by south 4, 24 miles, 1035, steady. Stornoway, southwest 2, 35 miles, 1035, now rising. Lerwick, west 2, 11 miles, 1037, falling slowly. Lucas, east by north 2, 30 miles, 1036, falling slowly. Bridlington, east northeast 4, 1033, falling slowly. Sandetti Light Vessel Automatic, east by north 5, 2 miles, 1026. Greenwich Light Vessel Automatic, northeast by east 5, 5 miles, 1025. Jersey, east northeast 4, 7 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Channel Light Vessel Automatic, northeast 5, 5 miles, 1025. Scilly Automatic, east by south 6, recent drizzle, 7 miles, 1023, rising slowly. Valentia, northeast 1, 16 miles, 1028, rising slowly. Ronald's Way, east northeast 6, 19 miles, 1032, now rising. Malin Head, southeast by east 3, 12 miles, 1,034, steady. Now here's the weather forecast for the inshore waters of Great Britain and Northern Ireland, valid for the following 24 hours. The general situation, high pressure will remain centred to the north of Scotland during the next couple of days, bringing mainly settled weather to the inshore waters. The wind will be light or moderate in strength for most northern waters, but further south, a fresh, strong and cold east to northeasterly airflow will persist. From Cape Wrath to Rattray Head, including Orkney. Southerly or southeasterly 2 to 4, becoming variable 3 or less, then becoming northerly or northeasterly 3 or 4 later in the north. Drizzle later, good, occasionally poor in the south, and moderate later in the north. From Rattray Head to Berwick-upon-Tweed. Variable in the north, but easterly backing northeasterly in the south, 3 or less, occasionally 4 later. Mainly fair, good. From Berwick-upon-Tweed to Whitby. Easterly backing northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 2 in the north. Fair, good. From Whitby to Gibraltar Point. Easterly backing northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 at first in the south, decreasing 3 at times later. Fair, good. From Gibraltar Point to Northumberland. Easterly backing northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. From Northumberland to Selsey Bill. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, increasing 6 at times. Fair, good. From Selsey Bill to Lyme Regis. Northeast 4 to 6. Fair, good. From Lyme Regis to Land's End, including the Isles of Scilly. East or northeast 4 to 6, mainly fair, good. From Land's End to St David's Head, including the Bristol Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 7 later in North Devon, mainly fair, good. From St David's Head to Great Orme Head, including St George's Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 except in the far north. Fair, good. From Great Orme Head to the Mull of Galloway. Easterly or northeasterly 4 to 6, occasionally 3 from St Bees Head southwards. Fair, good. The Isle of Man. Easterly or northeasterly 4 or 5, occasionally 6 in the south and later also in the north. Fair, good. From Lochfoyle to Carlingford Loch. East or northeast 3 to 5. Fair, good. From the Mull of Galloway to the Mull of Kintyre, including the Firth of Clyde and the North Channel. Easterly or northeasterly 3 to 5. Fair, good. From the Mull of Kintyre to Ardnamurchan Point. Easterly or northeasterly 3 or 4, occasionally 5 in the far south, becoming variable 2 at times in the north. Fair, good. From Ardnamurchan Point to Cape Wrath. Variable 3 or less, becoming northeast 3 to 5 later. Drizzle later in the north, good, occasionally moderate later in the north. And the Shetland Isles. Variable 3 or less, becoming west 3 or 4, veering north 4 to 6 later. Occasional drizzle for a time later. Good. Occasionally moderate later. And that completes the Shipping Bulletin. This is BBC Radio 4, where now it's time for Prayer for the Day with Fiona Stewart, a writer who runs a Christian arts charity.
Good morning. Are you bundling up and heading out for a bracing walk today? Or opting to stay cosy indoors? However you choose to spend Boxing Day, spare a thought for those who work in farming. When your job involves raising livestock, there's no chance of a bank holiday. The Nativity story is set in an agrarian environment. There is a feeding trough acting as a makeshift cradle and a dramatic birth announcement made in a field full of sheep. Shepherds in biblical times didn't wear dressing gowns and carry toy lambs. Looking after sheep meant sleeping outdoors, being prepared to fight off wild animals, and never fully feeling part of a settled community. Shepherds were outsiders, itinerant workers accustomed to hardship and viewed with some derision. Yet it is to a group of shepherds that the heavenly host of angels appears, and it is that same flock who first visit the baby lying in the manger. The good news of great joy that is proclaimed to them is a message for all people, and the chosen messengers exemplify its truth. After they visit Mary, Joseph and the baby, Luke's Gospel tells us that the shepherds report what they had seen to everyone they meet and return to their work, glorifying and praising God. We've become so accustomed to the dressing gowns and toy lambs that we can forget what the angelic encounter on the hillside demonstrates. God is interested in the outsiders and in the ordinary business of life, and he spares no effort in making sure we know that this birth of Jesus really is good news for all. The challenge is to notice him outside of high days and holidays and to allow him into the everyday, to allow the good news to sink in and take root. Father, grant us eyes to see the mysterious beauty of Christmas